This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This morning, the FBI is investigating whether or not Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's 2013 campaign accepted illegal contributions. Federal officials say investigators have been looking into the matter for the past several months. McAuliffe is a Clinton confidant, of course, and a one-time board member of the foundation set up by former President Bill Clinton. Records show more than 100 donors contributed to both the foundation and to McAuliffe's campaign. Federal officials say investigators are looking at those overlaps and are especially interested in contributions from Chinese politician Wang Wenliang. Contributions by foreign nationals are barred, but Wang's spokesperson says he has permanent U.S. resident status. A lawyer for McAuliffe's campaign says that neither he nor the governor have been contacted by the FBI, but pledges to fully cooperate if asked. Mark.
Scott, here we are. FBI investigation. I'm sure that Terry McAuliffe is not saying it's a review, right?
Well, that's what they do, right? It's the Federal Bureau of Reviews.
Yeah, exactly. They're changing their name right now because of the Clintons, you know. So it's not about investigations anymore. But, yeah, this is serious stuff here. And, again, this follows a pattern that seems to be consistent with the Clinton Foundation, and there is some connection there. I think Peter Schweitzer had a comment about that. And, of course, Peter has written the book on Clinton Cash and exposed the Clinton Foundation. There's going to be a movie coming up in July about this that's going to bring it back to the forefront, which will be interesting because that will be right in the runway of the Democratic National Convention as well. So we'll see how that plays out. But we have another soundbite here in terms of, what this looks for Democrats. Let's listen to this.
Dr. Halpern, what's the impact of this?
Well, look, a couple of things. One is any conservative who thinks that the Obama Justice Department is not willing to investigate Democrats fairly can look at this and say you got to give them some credit in the sense that Terry McAuliffe being targeted now is very bad for the Democrats, very bad for the Clintons because he's so close to them. The other thing is, based on what's been reported so far about this, this may be another case where prosecutors are looking anew at what for most politicians is business as usual, commingling fundraising with political support, with access. It's the kind of thing that's been going on forever, and you see that here in New York with Bill de Blasio. You see that in some of the investigations that conservative journalists are doing of the Clintons. This is the way
Clinton cash book was this entire
case. This is the way business has operated. It's what Bernie Sanders has railed against. It's what Donald Trump has practiced and now rails against.
This would be a big story on its own, but given his connection to the Clintons, given that we're in the middle of a heated election campaign right now, there's a lot of smoke around it. What fire do you think they're looking for?
Just based on what I don't have any original reporting, but based on what's been reported, again, it's the kind of relationships that Bob McDonald got convicted for, but now the Supreme Court is looking at. It's strange. It's been going on for months, and the governor's office claims they don't know anything about it. And why it's breaking now, it's unclear. But I'll just say again, it's a Democratic FBI, Justice Department. It's a Democratic administration. And the fact that they're looking at suggests a potential problem. They say the foundation's not being targeted, but it does involve the Clinton Foundation. This is not great news politically, obviously, for the Clintons. Brian Fallon, Clinton spokesman, we asked him about it last night, and he said he wouldn't comment on it. He wouldn't even defend Terry McAuliffe's ethics. So,
well, I think it's quite interesting that they found a way to bring Trump into the deal. As if, CNN or MSNBC is going to investigate, Donald Trump for supposedly being involved with some illegal campaign contributions. It is amazing. You got to listen to the subtleties of some of these news reports and how they try to influence certain things without fact. How do you make that statement, Scott?
Well, how do we know that he did it? Because he's told us that he's done it. He told us that he gave people donations for...
I, I know, but they suggest that it's an illegal deal. You
it's
know,
illegal for them to do that. It's illegal.
I know,
to take it.
It. Well, you know. Anyway, well, to be discussed even further. This is Bill Martinez. Dr. Joel Wallach is coming up in just a second.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. And we've got a special couple of hours to be sharing with you here. Dr. Joel Wallach is with us. And Dr. Wallach, you know, I went back historically, and you and I have not had a chance to talk on the radio for several years. And I don't know what happened, but I'm so glad that we're able to reconnect here this morning on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for your hospitality and sharing the information with your great audience.
Well, you know, what it is that you have to share with this audience is something I've been long passionate about. And that's about our good health. I mean, you have been passionate. You've been an ardent, committed, person and nutritionist on this. That has been a great resource and help for many of us. Your celebrated book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. That's what we talked about the last time you were on the air with us. It has, been so successful and it's still very valid today.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the CD is now in 9 languages, including Punjabi. We're going into India here pretty soon, 1.3 billion people. And it's still going out the door at 50,000 of CDs a week. We sold over 350 million of the CDs, and like I said, it's still going out the door 50,000 a week. And because the message is timeless, and of course, it's actually getting more important as we go along here. For instance, Bill, right now, all the medical experts and the government is coming out and saying, look, our kids will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. Now, that is an F-minus-minus-minus for the report card for medical doctors. They have failed us beyond belief. The sort of just the tip of the spear is the VA system, in which just yesterday, the director of the VA system said that waiting in line for your VA treatment is like waiting in line for a ride at Disneyland. Okay, and he should be fired immediately for that, because one is you get weary waiting for your ride, and you have an app you can go to and see if there's another ride that has a shorter line, you can run to that. Whereas with the VA hospital, you wait in line, you die. And so to compare waiting in line for VA treatment to waiting in line for Disneyland rides is an insane statement.
What has happened here, Dr. Wallach, with the whole, delivery of health care in our country? I mean, we've turned this health care system so upside down with Obamacare. And, I think, on one hand, it's opened things up for discussion. If we can get outside of these boundaries of political correctness and people thinking that, oh, it's because, we hate a black president, that we're not supporting Obamacare. It's like, wait a minute, we hate the system. I mean, we were told that if we had whatever doctor we had, we could keep. We were told we were going to pay less for it, that it was all about delivery of health care more efficiently. And you talk about an FF minus Obamacare is imploding on itself, and we have done it at a huge expense. Our economy has been in free fall. I mean, the effects of it have just been astounding, and somehow it's still okay. I mean, what's wrong with this picture?
Well, it goes back over 100 years, Bill, that the medical system, when they came out with penicillin, okay, and they came out with vaccinations, everybody thought, oh, it's just going to take a pill to fix everything. And they made the medical system, the AMA was actually, American Medical Association was made into a union for MD medical doctors, and they've been allowed to be a monopoly, self-policing, no oversight by anybody, a protected monopoly, self-policing, but no oversight. And as a result, you're getting doctors now arrested and put into jail for billing Medicaid for $350 million at Dr. Roy out of Dallas, Texas, billed Medicaid for $350 million over a 10-year period before somebody finally turned him in, because he fired him or something, so they finally turned him in. They knew about it for 10 years, and he gets $350 million from Medicaid. He was going to get a walk unless this one employee was ticked off, okay? Because he's sharing it. He's buying cars for Christmas for everybody else and that kind of stuff and his employee. And then there was a guy in Detroit. He got 175 years in prison for doing the same thing, for doing surgery on people that didn't need it to get Medicare. And here's the one that really gets me. Let's see here. Just a couple of weeks ago, a big study by Johns Hopkins, one of the finest medical schools in America, had to be published in the British Medical Journal because no American journal would take it. And what it was, they looked at, remember, this is Johns Hopkins out of Baltimore, Maryland, the first medical school in America, very well respected. They looked at death certificates of people who died in hospitals. Remember, death certificates are written by the person, by the doctor who killed the patient. And so these are the ones that got caught because they were stupid. The ones who were very smart and did it correctly and wiped out their tracks. This is ones where people were just stupid and didn't take the time to cover their tracks. The Johns Hopkins study 2 weeks ago came out and said medical mistakes in hospitals are the third leading cause of death in America. 251,000 people were killed last year from medical mistakes that doctors admitted. Oh, I killed the guy. You know, I cut too deep and I cut his aorta in half and he bled to death before I could get him open to stop the bleeding, blah, 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 that kind of thing. Right. 251,000. And it was in the newspaper one day, and then now we have like 5 weeks of the Zika virus, okay? And all this nonsense, which has nothing to do with anything. The Zika virus, I don't believe, is the cause of microcephaly. Microcephaly birth defects have been going on forever, about 150 cases a year in each country on the average. So it's not like the Zika virus is causing microcephaly. I don't believe that. There's right now 150 women affected who are pregnant in America with Zika virus, so we shall see how many of those are born with microcephaly. That'll be very interesting. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, also, it came out in 2007, the medical doctors in households infect 2 million patients every year in households alone because they don't wash their hands after they go potty. And of those 2 million infections every year, Bill, 90,000 die each year. 90,000 die because they don't wash their hands. In hospitals, in their workplace. They don't get an OSHA ticket because they're self-policing and no oversight by anybody. Now, here it comes. What if North Korea or Iran were to send over an intercontinental ballistic missile with a biological weapon and infect 2 million people in a large population center in America and kill 90,000? There'd immediately be war.
Exactly.
Well, here's one protected trade, which they do it every year in their workplace. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. They all get a walk. Fred, I killed 14 people today. Don't worry about it. Tomorrow will be a better day. You only killed 10. I killed 15 today. So what? Let's go to the country club and have a martini.
Exactly.
And that's their attitude. And so people have to begin to take care of themselves. And that's why the Dead Doctors Don't Lie information is so pertinent in 1992 when it first came out. And today, okay, 24 years later, because it points all these terrible, terrible travesties out and say, you better take care of yourself, otherwise you're going to die 50 years early.
Well, Dr. Joel Wallach, and Dead Doctors Don't Lie is now available in audio cassette, correct? And how can they get their hands on it?
Oh, it's available in CDs. The audio cassette tape was just for 5 years, way back when.
Right. Yeah, right.
Now.
Okay.
And you want to call guy by the name of Bill Martinez at toll-free 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326. Or go online, BillMartinezLive.com.
That's it. It's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more from Dr. Joel Wallach on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
From the studio that brought you Heaven is for Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they're proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen on digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making-of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston called Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
It's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen, rated PG-13. Get it now on digital, on Blu-ray and DVD May 24th.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Through the dreams and disasters.
online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, shortwave, tune-in radio, your smartphone, over 270, almost 280 markets across the country, we thank you for being part of the team here. And we've got a real special opportunity talking with Dr. Joel Wallach. He's a forerunner in naturopathic medicine, author of the popular book Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And by the way, we'll remind you of the phone number that you can order your very own CD copy of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326. And we're going to be opening up the lines later on as well. So you can, if you have a question that you want to ask of Dr. Wallach, I'm sure he'd be happy to answer. And we'll, you know, get a little interactivity here. But first of all, Dr. Wallach, I want to get back a little bit about your history. I mean, you started out as a veterinarian. So how did you get into, you know, studying, you know, our nutrition and naturopathic medicine?
Okay, well, I grew up in a little farm, Bill, in central Missouri, west of St. Louis, and raised Angus cattle. And I had, when I was 4 years old, what we would call Tourette syndrome today, facial tics, you know, facial cramps, oinking like a pig because I was around farm animals all the time. And everybody in the church knew I was possessed by the devil, right? Got worse and worse every day. By the time I was nine, I was disabled with it. And finally got tired of it, you know, and my mom took me to doctors and they couldn't help. And so one day I went to the library and asked the librarian, are there any health books? I'm 9 years old. So, are there any health books here that nurses and doctors use? She said, yeah, back in the corner. So I go in the corner, found a nurse's textbook for nursing school, and I looked up eyelashes, eyelids, stuff like that, and the index, couldn't find anything, so I just went through the index, A's, B's, got to cramps and C's. I said, well, maybe it's a cramp because the athletes talk about cramps. Went to the page it said to look at, and under cramps it says can be caused by calcium deficiency. Well, before the bus would pick me up in the morning to go to school, I had chores on the farm, including feeding little alfalfa pellets that were enriched with vitamins, minerals to calves. They were going to auction off at, you know, once a month in the auction barn. And I would read the analysis tag at 4 o'clock in the morning, nothing else to do. Didn't have radio, didn't have electricity until after I was 9 years old. And so sure enough, it had calcium in there. So I went home that day, ran right to the barn, began eating alfalfa pellets. Next morning through the cereal out to the chickens in the yard and filled my cereal bowl with these alfalfa pellets that were enriched with vitamins and minerals, including calcium. Mm-hmm. Poured milk on it, horrified my mother, but my dad said, let him do it. Nothing else is working. Mm-hmm. In 3 days' time, I was cured.
I mean, you're like Yule Gibbons here, you know? It's like grape nuts or something, right?
Exactly. I
mean, it's
like... I am desperate. And so, in 3 days, after 5 years of getting worse and worse and worse every day, in 3 days, I was cured.
3 days.
3 days. Okay, so I knew I had to hit on something, and I thought, oh, well, how does a 9-year-old kid figure this out? It can't be that easy. And so I started mixing chicken food and dog food with these alfalfa pellets, and I got stronger and faster and tougher and lettered in football and lettered in wrestling and stuff like that. And where before I was just totally disabled. And
what's the church thinking? All of a sudden, the church who thought you were demonic, now all of a sudden
Well, people
you're a bastion of health, there.
Yeah, well, people began to come to me and say, can you help me with my diabetes? Can you help me with my arthritis? Can you help me with my back problems? My wife and I are infertile. We've been married 5 years and can't get pregnant. I'm 9 years old, for goodness sake.
You're 9 years old and you're dealing with this stuff. Oh, my gosh, you're getting a prescription pad out. That's funny.
So I went to agricultural school first at University of Missouri so that I could become a scientific farmer and go back and be a scientific farmer. My major was in animal husbandry and nutrition, so I could understand this nutrition thing better. My minor was in field crops, and so I understood the soil and how plants required nutrients and so forth. Got into veterinary school 2 years into ag school. So the time I finished ag school, I was a graduate student, and 2 years into veterinary school, I started taking pathology courses because I like pathology because you can always find the answer. And when I graduated veterinary school, Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I always had worked for him as a kid in junior high and high school in the first couple of years of university. And he liked me because I was a farm kid and I would do anything. Most city kids say, yuck, I can't do that.
You're eating dog food and alfalfa pellets. Exactly. I mean, you'll do anything. Yeah, exactly.
So he sends me to Africa. It was an indefinite period of time to work on the White Rhino Conservation Project and the African Elephant Conservation Project. And 2 years into it, to make a long story short, he sends me a letter saying, look, we just got this big grant. from the National Institutes of Health to study pollution in big cities. The Earth is going to end in 2 weeks from pollution. We want to use the zoo animals, the people who live close to the zoo, as the canary in the mine. Mm. And as a graduate student in pathology, I wrote the first paper in America from a mass die-off in pollution, got it published in peer-reviewed, refereed scientific journals here in America and abroad. I was in, like, every newspaper in the world because I found the first mass die-off in America from pollution. Gave a copy to Perkins. He remembered that. And so when he got this grant from the National Institutes of Health to work with Washington University, St. Louis Zoo, and the Shaw's Botanical Gardens, he remembered me, and the paper said, look, we need a pathologist who understands pollution, so I want you to be the guy. And to make a long story short, over a 10-year period, I did some 20,000 autopsies and 10 million chemistries, 10 million size special stains, with 17,000 some change of over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans, 10 million chemistries. All went into 75 scientific papers in medical journals and veterinary journals and scientific journals, went into a 1,200-page book, which is today in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. They sell for $25,000 each when they're in pristine condition.
Wow.
Because of the information. And it was kind of interesting. As they moved me around to place, I actually discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis. Remember, I'm still a veterinarian. I'm still a pathologist. Have my degree in agriculture. And I find the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis, and my 1,200-page book, which is in the Smithsonian Institute, showed that the diseases that people die from that are considered natural causes, not trauma, not infection, but natural cause of heart disease, liver disease, and Alzheimer's, that sort of stuff,
right,
are not caused by genetics and not caused by just things happening. It happens because of a nutritional deficiency. Not pollution, nutritional deficiency. That freaked everybody out.
Yeah.
And so I was into that at that time. So I'm working at the Yerkes Primate Center in 1977. It was one of my third places to go after I left that big project because the project was over. And at the Emory University, Atlanta, Georgia, big medical school. I find the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis in a monkey. Did all my due diligence, found out that it's not genetically transmitted as said or believed, and that I could get rid of the, quote, genetic marker, unquote, which was found in 17 other diseases that had nothing to do with cystic fibrosis. It was a simple nutritional deficiency. Could get rid of it in a couple of weeks, and I could repair the damage from cystic fibrosis and cure it in just a couple of weeks or a month. And they fired me because they said it was not genetic, as everybody thought, and they fired me from the Yerkes Primate Center and Emory University. And to make a long story short, I went back to school in Portland, Oregon, became a naturopathic physician in 1978, and been licensed since 82. I treat thousands and thousands of patients a day now all over the world with a nutritional approach, and am able to help people with type 2 diabetes. I could make the world type 2 diabetes free in 2 months or less if everybody would do it, I would say. But the first thing they all say here, Bill, is, I need to go ask my doctor. This is outrageous, Wallach. I need to ask my doctor. Well, you've been a diabetic for 30 years and you haven't changed. So, well, but he's got my blood sugar under control. That's like saying I'm taking a pain reliever for arthritis. It's getting worse because I'm only taking aspirin for the pain. It has nothing to do with the disease.
Exactly.
And so that's what I do.
Well, our conversation with Dr. Joel Wallach, a forerunner in naturopathic medicine, author of the popular book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, will continue on the other side of the break. Good stuff here. For more information and to get your own copy of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, you want to dial this number, 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326. That is the order line number for all longevity products. And we'll talk more with Dr. Joel Wallach. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on baby's sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just kind of a fun walk down memory lane here with the Jersey Boys, the Four Seasons. Bill Martinez back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with Dr. Joel Wallach. Dr. Wallach, I mean, here it is. I mean, you're a 9-year-old. You basically self-diagnose yourself. Thank you very much with some medical information you find at the library. In 3 days, you've taken care of your problem. People in church are going, wait a minute, you know, we've got an absolute healing that has taken place amongst us. The adults are, you know, consulting you as a 9-year-old, and then you, you know, continue on with your God-given path to look in this a little bit further, and you start discovering answers here that the medical community and others in the industry, you know, reject and, you know, want you invalidated and set aside. And all you're guilty of is finding answers that solve problems.
That's exactly correct. Another good example, 1989, I went to China and did 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 who had died suddenly of cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is the sudden heart death you see in our young athletes here in America. We get about 10,000 a year who die of all ages under the age of 10. You know, they're in the Pop Warner leagues and the Pee Wee leagues, and they're in grade school and junior high school and high school kind of thing. They drop dead during an event or training from this cardiomyopathy heart disease, actually caused by deficiency of a single mineral, and all doctors want to do is EKGs in a baby's barn. You know, they really don't get it. And when I was there and did these 1,700 autopsies, they found about 200, I would say, of these kids under the age of 10 had died in at 3 months of age and younger, we would call them here SID, sudden infant death syndrome, or crib death. And the doctors here in America said, well, these babies in crib death have died from suffocation because they were sleeping on their belly when they should have been sleeping on their back. And they came up with sandbags and harnesses to hold them in certain positions of sleeping. Well, it turns out that only babies that were on infant formulas not being breastfed were the ones that died of SIDS.
Wow.
Babies that were being breastfed didn't die of SIDS. Now, not only that, I found that 100% of these 1,700 kids had muscular dystrophy. 35% had cystic fibrosis. That's really why I went there, because the same nutritional deficiency that causes this cardiomyopathy, sudden heart death, is the nutritional deficiency that causes cystic fibrosis. I wanted to find 25 or 50. Well, I found 595 of the 1,700, fully 35%, had cystic fibrosis, and got it published, pictures, biochemistry, everything. And also I showed about the SIDS thing. I also showed that 100% of these kids died from the same deficiency of muscular dystrophy. And people say, well, Wallach, you're infatuated with that one nutrient. Said, no, calcium deficiency causes 147 different diseases. It's not unusual for one deficiency to cause multiples of diseases, depending on what else is going on. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to document very clearly that 100% of these 1,700 kids that have died of this cardiomyopathy heart disease died of muscular dystrophy, spent 15 years actually treating and reversing muscular dystrophy in kids in the Amish community, primarily in Indiana, Pennsylvania, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, because they have the highest rate of muscular dystrophy of any culture in the United States. And, of course, the medical system has convinced them it's genetic. And to make a long story short, we're able to work with a Navy SEAL who had grown up as a Amish, and he knew their language, and he worked with me, and we're treating these families and kids, and we're getting kids that couldn't stand up without holding on to chairs, and they'd roll from one place to another like a log across the floor, and then they'd grab a chair and help themselves up. In 3 months' time, they're playing soccer, okay? And
wow.
It's crazy. And their doctors are saying they're cured, not me. So I gave,
and this is all as a result of calcium deficiency,
oh,
Dr.
No. This is different. I haven't even mentioned the nutrient deficiency.
Oh, okay.
I haven't mentioned it. Okay, and so we began to give this information because their doctors, their individual doctors, were really quite, which I say, negative about what I was doing. They were the ones that determined they were cured, not me. I knew it, but I never said it. And their doctors say, well, all their tests are negative now. They don't have the genetic markers anymore. I don't know why we said they had muscular dystrophy 3 years ago. Well, it's because they had it, and we were able to reverse it. So we gave Jerry Lewis about 100 of these charts where the doctors very clearly said they were cured. Jerry Lewis got excited. He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation in 2011, and they fired Jerry Lewis. That's why there has not been another telethon. So one of my goals here, Bill, is to make sure that the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation has their tax-exempt status taken away from them so nobody will donate money to them anymore. Mm-hmm. And also, the people who were on the board at the time that fired Jerry Lewis, they should actually be put in jail, because every time a kid dies from muscular dystrophy, every time a kid gets muscular dystrophy, is because of them. And so, I'm going to be really abrupt here and say, you know, there's no statute of limitations on murder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so these people who on the board fired Jerry Lewis because he brought them the cure for muscular dystrophy, they should go to jail. And I'm working on that.
Dr. Wallach, why wasn't this reported? Why didn't we hear about this? Why didn't we hear about this?
Well, we tried to make news releases, and they say, oh, you're the guy that said you discovered cystic fibrosis, too, and all the experts said you were wrong. Right. Well, I can get, it's published in peer-reviewed, refereed medical journals and scientific journals here. It's in this book that's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, okay, 1,200 pages of pathology and chemistry. But it's also in a more recent book, Bill, called Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. I go into type 2 diabetes. I go into muscular dystrophy. I go into cystic fibrosis. I go into sickle cell anemia. I go into Alzheimer's disease. We know the cause of all these things, heart disease, high blood pressure. None of them are genetic. They're all caused by nutritional deficiencies and are inflammatory processes by eating the wrong foods. And all this is clearly laid out in this book, Epigenetics and Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And Epigenetics, is, like I say, has been a bestseller in Amazon for a couple of months. Very proud of that. And, again, they can get a hold of those two books, Dead Doctors and Lie and Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, at 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326. And it's very exciting because people can do these things themselves, avoid the doctors, and make their kids live longer. Remember, the experts are saying, Bill, that our kids will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. And I'm not prepared to sit by and accept that. And so I gave 400 lectures last year. We're starting podcasting, so we're going to be doing 100,000 lectures a day now, get the information out. And so we want to save as many kids as we can. And some people just, well, oh, I got to go ask my doctor. And the doctor's all, that's all quackery. But then Noah didn't have success getting everybody going either, did he?
That's right, exactly. Yeah, they mocked him until the waters came and it was too late. But, you know, so here we are. Dr. Wallach, I mean, you know, for MDA, I mean, that told us through all these telethons that they were going to have the cure and here they get the cure. Why would, you know, again, probably people are going, why would they reject the very thing that they wanted? Is it all about greed and money here?
Well, it is about the money, unfortunately, and what they should have said, see, if it was a matter of intellectual disagreement, they should have said, okay, Wallach, we've got 100 kids here, we've got 25 kids, whatever it might be, that are resisting and not really responding to our therapies, and they're not going to do well. Why don't you, we'll send these records to you, you come up with a treatment plan nutritionally for these guys, and you can supervise it yourself, you know, everything's being done right, and you train the people who are going to care for them. And I would have done it for free, wouldn't charge them anything for the material or my services. And I showed them how it worked, but they didn't do that because they wanted to maintain their position. No expert wants to say, you know, for 40 years I was teaching all my students wrong. I was in the wrong area. No expert wants to do that. And in science, Bill, it is said behind the scenes on the golf course and in the country clubs where they're sipping their martinis that science advances one funeral at a time because the holder of the current theory is willing to kill you to keep the theory until he dies.
Wow. You talk about self-sustaining, you know, for self-interest. It is absolutely disgusting. Our conversation with Dr. Joel Wallach continues on the other side of the break. That phone number, once again, I will remind you, 855-305-8326, 855-305-8326. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. Joel Wallach continues. We're talking about your health, and we're talking about the Muscular Dystrophy Association, the firing of one Jerry Lewis after Dr. Wallach had presented him with some cogent evidence and solutions to muscular dystrophy. Dr. Wallach, I'm sure we've got listeners and family members that are saying, wait a minute, what happened here? What is the solution? What do I need to do in order to find an answer for my child or my family member's muscular disease?
Okay, well, it comes down to a basic system, Bill. And again, what we found out in the animal industry and livestock industry for farmers, because we don't have health insurance for them. And when a farmer buys a dairy cow or a beef cow, he wants 15 years of calves from her as opposed to 8 years. And he wants a gallon and a half of milk out of each dairy cow instead of a quart. He wants 12 eggs a week from every chicken instead of 2 eggs every week. And to do that, we learned that every vertebrate, whether you're a crocodile or a human being or a chicken or a fish or a turtle, a pig or a cow or a horse or a sheep or a flamingo, every vertebrate requires 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. What we've done in the animal industry, whether it's a pet animal, they're getting canned dog food and a bag of dried cat food, or in the livestock industry, where they're getting these enriched alfalfa pellets, where I first got engaged with this kind of concept when I was 9 years old, that they make sure that the animals, regardless of what the animal's choice might be, the animals are forced to eat all 90 essential nutrients, again, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, because it's mixed into these little alfalfa pellets or in the canned dog food, which is kind of like a meatloaf, so the dog can't separate things out. Where you put nice food in front of a kid, he can eat the hot dogs and leave the carrots behind kind of thing, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, we don't let that happen in the animal industry. Well, so I kind of began learning about that system and said, why wouldn't that work for people? And it wouldn't work for people unless we actually supplemented the foods very heavily, and here's why. This is the basic reason why we have sudden death in these young athletes. Here's why we get muscular dystrophy. We get Down syndrome. We get heart disease. We get Alzheimer's disease, which is actually a proactive disease. Alzheimer's disease is actually a physician-caused disease because of all these mistakes the doctors make. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. We can wipe it out in 6 months or less. It'll never appear again. And I can tell you about that in a minute. But the basic story for the muscular dystrophy and all these other things that, that plague us is because of a technology that crept into our system at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882. And forever, everything changed in our downward spiral in our health in America and the industrialized world. It came on us rapidly. And for thousands and thousands and thousands of years before that, the common fuel in the world was wood. No matter what island you were in, out in the middle of the Pacific, it didn't matter if you're in Egypt or Europe or Africa or North America, it didn't matter. Everybody who was alive as even a little tribal group or large society, the universal fuel was wood. Mm-hmm. People put their wood ashes into gardens and as fertilizer, and wood ashes are not ashes. 95% to 98% of the powder we call wood ash is really minerals that the tree had sucked up out of the ground. Only 2 to 5% is carbon that didn't get burned completely and colors this powder gray or black. And when we put these plant minerals, a.k.a. wood ashes, into the garden, not only did it spur growth of the, and more yield, bigger potatoes and more grapes and that sort of stuff, bigger apples. What happened was these plants, whether it was a pumpkin or peas or beans or corn or potatoes, tomatoes, okra, would suck all these minerals up. And when people ate these foods unknowingly, they're getting minerals that that garden was fertilized with.
Wow.
Okay? Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, on the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, an event happened that the very next day was in every newspaper in the world because we had the telegraph at that time. So the word went out by telegraph, and the next day it was in every newspaper in the world. And this event was Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years, every town, every municipality, and every city in the industrialized world converted from wood as the universal fuel to electricity. Now, suddenly, there's no more wood ashes for fertilizer in our gardens and for the plants to suck up the minerals. And so our mineral supply that we had unknowingly been getting for thousands and thousands and thousands of years by fertilizing our gardens with wood ashes disappeared. Nobody knew that, so nobody made up the difference. Okay, now the story gets worse because everybody, every politician said, you vote for me, you'll have electricity. We will have factories where you can make $45 an hour at putting a nut on a bolt on a car coming down this assembly line. And they did. TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority, we had the Hoover Dam, the Colorado River. They electrified 25 different states, and there was an unintended consequence, which initially everybody thought was good. It was a flood control. When they had all these dams for making electricity. Had flood control. He said, man, this is the greatest thing ever. We got flood control now. We don't have to have floods in our cities and farms. Well, we're in the big fields. Couldn't be fertilized with wood ashes. 10,000 acres of corn and wheat. Well, how'd that happen? Well, usually the best, most fertile farms, most expensive farmland bill is floodplains. The Nile River, the Amazon River. We're talking about Thames in places like England. You got the Mississippi River and the other big rivers in the United States, the Missouri River valleys and so forth. These are the places that had the most fertile land because it would flood every year in the spring. And when the floodwaters recede, it left silt behind. The farmers would plow the silt back in, which renewed the mineral supply of the land. Once we had flood control, that immediately stopped. And so in the 20 years, all the plants, all the crops had sucked up all the minerals out of the soil. And we got the Dust Bowl, we got the Great Depression, all because our soils were dead. They invented artificial fertilizer, which only had three nutrients in it because plants only need three. Now, we need 90. Plants only need three. Do farmers get paid, Bill, by how much nutrition's in the food or tons and bushels?
Yeah, tons and bushels. We know that.
Tons and bushels.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
And
wow.
So that was the breakdown of the system.
Dr. Wallach, I mean, this is an answer to a question I've had, and I mentioned this before we went on the air.
Yes,
my question to a lot of scientists going, and what is going on here? You know, why have we had this increase in cancer and this disease that's spread over? And my instinct was that the food table itself that we have here in America has been compromised. And to your point, I mean, this starts to break it down and give us some understanding. And here we are in the 21st century paying the price, you know, for this. And, you know, people have not listened to your research and the research of others that have been solution-based because it's, as you say, it's outside of the scientific norm, the nine-dot paradigm that is so well established that keeps that engine and as incompetent as it may be and as perilous as it may be, it just keeps it going. And that's why they'll fire guys like Jerry Lewis, and people don't want to listen to you. But meanwhile, you've got some answers here. And, you know, and I asked before about people with muscular dystrophy. I mean, what did you determine in terms of the solution for that?
Very simple. Very simple. We eliminated muscular dystrophy in the animal industry since 1954. And here's why. What is muscle in the animal industry? It's meat. And anything that would go wrong with meat, all the cattle farmers, the sheep farmers, the pig farmers, the chicken farmers, suddenly now would say, hey, we got a problem here. We can't have this going. And so the agricultural schools would solve the problem in a couple of weeks. Okay, it was all economic the other direction. Okay, so they said, okay, we need to quickly, effectively, cheaply, because we can't have a cure that's going to cost $5,000 a pill. Okay, we have to have this so cheap because we can't have a dozen eggs costing more than 80 cents a dozen back in those days. Right?
And so...
They came up with all these nutritional answers, and what the basic thing is, to take a cow from 10 years of life and 10 calves to 15 years of life and 10 calves, you pay the same amount for that cow, a gallon and a half of milk instead of a quart, 25 eggs a week instead of three, is you have to give the 90 essential nutrients before there's a problem. Okay? 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And it's kind of like putting 6 quarts of oil in your car before the engine burns up instead of waiting till the engine burns up, and then you put 6 quarts of oil and hope you can fix it. Now, when it comes to specific diseases, what we've done in our company is come up with this basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack, and everybody needs all 90 essential nutrients regardless of age. And I like people to get it for 6 months before they're conceived, all through the pregnancy they're developed in, all through their life, until 10 years after they die, they should be getting these 90 essential nutrients. There's no excuse to not ever get it. I've been doing it twice a day since I was 9 years old. I'll be 76 in a couple of days, and I've never been to a doctor in 70 years. I have never been sick in 70 years, not even a cold. I've never had a prescription drug. I've never had any surgery. I'm 76 years old. Most people think I'm 50, and nobody's going to steal an airplane with me on it because I can take 5 guys with box cutters, okay? That's not going to happen. Okay.
Right,
so
exactly.
I'm still scratching my head. How can 200 people on a plane let 5 guys with box cutters take a plane and kill 3,000 people? I just don't understand that. Okay, I can't fathom that. Well, anyway, to answer specifically now the question that I've kind of laid the groundwork here, we have what we call a secret sauce for each of 900 different diseases. For instance, doctors will tell you the only thing left for you have bone-to-bone arthritis is a double knee replacement because we cannot regrow cartilage. Well, that's an absolute lie. We grow cartilage in $5 million racehorses. When they have a joint problem or back problem, you're not going to be able to race a horse with artificial knees in them. And so we learned how to rebuild cartilage, and so I began to use that in humans, and lo and behold, it works in humans. And I can take somebody who's had bone-to-bone arthritis for 20 years, and I do this with famous people like Andy Young, who's a master of the United Nations under Jimmy Carter, mayor of Atlanta, a great guy working in the Martin Luther King Jr., you know,
Right,
the vote
exactly.
for everybody.
Right.
Okay, and he had bone to bone arthritis for 20 years. The same people who fired me from Emory University were going to give him a double knee replacement, and I talked him out of it. He canceled the surgery. I rebuilt his knees.
Wow. Well, Dr. Wallach, we got to go to break, and we're going to pick up this story and others on the other side of the break and other side of the news break as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, and Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.